The Pitts family in Lincoln is the Washington County Farm Family of the Year. The operation is run by three brothers, Seth, Connor, and Alec, who are in their 20s and are the fifth generation to farm on the land. The Washington County Farm Bureau and the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture Cooperative Extension Service sponsor the program, now in its 72nd year. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended a media day at Sugar Hill Ranch yesterday, and she brings us this report.
At 29, Seth Pitts is the oldest of the three brothers who run the farm, and he says he appreciates the honor they've been given.
To get the Farm Family Award after doing the things that we like to do and making changes that we needed to see and what fit, it's a privilege and an honor, and we're thankful for the opportunity that we were given and that we were able to get to this point we are today.
The Pitts brothers grew up on the farm, and Seth took a bigger role in operations after his father died in 2007. At the time, the farm was operated solely by his dad and grandfather. When their grandfather died a few years ago, Seth's brothers were able to help the family business full-time. Seth says he thought he'd do something else for his career, though he didn't know exactly what it would have been.
Thought maybe that Connor and my dad and would just keep on the farm, and I might build a house here and live here and help them when they needed it, you know. But that didn't happen, and I'm glad it didn't happen. I mean, I've got a very blessed life, and this is a great opportunity, and it's a privilege to be able to carry it on, and I enjoy doing it now.
Seth says the farm is run by him and his brothers, and he does not want any more work than they can handle.
I want to grow just big enough to where it keeps us busy and it keeps us a living. But I've never aspired to get so big where we got to hire more people, because that's the key to it is our relationship and how we work together. And when you bring other people, the more people you get involved, and the more people you have to help you, the tensions get higher, the relationships get broken, you know. So no, it's exactly what we three can handle, no more, no less, and that's the way I want it.
According to a press release, this program honoring farming families is the longest-running effort of its kind in the nation. Katie Teague, County Extension Agent Staff Chairwoman with the Washington County Cooperative Extension Service, says the Arkansas Farm Family of the Year initiative started in 1947.
The way it works is each county, each of the 75 counties in Arkansas, all nominate. There's a group of different ag agencies. It's Farm Credit Services and the Natural Resource Conservation Service, Farm Bureau, the Extension Service, sometimes the electric co-ops. But there's a committee that forms, and each year decides and names a family of the year for that county. And then there's a judging process. There's different districts in the state that will come tour the farms, talk with the family, look at the operations, and they'll pick district winners. And then those district winners will go on to a state competition and on to a national competition.
She says the Pitts brothers have been really thoughtful in how they manage their family business.
They have close to 600 head of cattle. They cut and bale all their own hay that gets their cattle through the winter. They run 5 poultry houses. And again, are really thoughtful about efficiency and looking toward the future. They're being very conservative in terms of repair and making decisions on where and how they can tweak things to be the most productive, but also very thoughtful.
According to the Arkansas Farm Bureau, agriculture is Arkansas's largest industry, adding around $16 billion to the state's economy annually. While it is an important industry, Teague says it's increasingly difficult to make farming your full-time job.
I would think almost all of it's economics, so land prices are increasing. It's certainly tougher to get started. If somebody in their 20s was just to try and start a farm, it would be a tougher proposition. These guys have obviously managed and expanded and sustained what was before them, but they've also grown it. But it's tough to come in. Equipment is terribly high. Even beginning a poultry house, you'd have to invest and get that loan to try and build the house and the pad. And so there's a lot of cost, upfront cost to get started, and it's tough to expand. It's just a kind of scale of economies and where we are today.
97% of Arkansas's farms are family-owned, and when the Pitts first started their farm in 1914, it was an apple orchard. The Pitts brothers' grandfather, Roger, joined the family business in 1966. It was at that time that they built the first 2 chicken houses. Roger's wife, Mary Alice, says farming is hard work, but it's a great life.
We had a large garden, and I took care of the garden and gathered it and canned it. But it's just such a great life. It's just such a great life because it's an everyday job, but yet when you want to really take off and do something or take a day off or, you know, you don't punch a clock. And it's just been a great life. And we've raised, I had the one boy and then two girls. And I just can't express how good it is to be a farm wife and raise a family on the farm.
Mary Alice and her husband received the Farm Family of the Year Award in the 80s and says she's proud of her grandsons.
It's real rewarding to see the boys. They're still young. They're still in their 20s, and they've gone through a lot. They had to become adults kind of instantly when their dad died. That Seth had to grow up, and then when their grandpa died, they either had to make the decision to continue on or get rid of the farm, and they chose to try to continue, and they've done a great job.
She says it's an honor her family is being recognized.
I've seen a lot of good farm families receive this award, and it's an honor to be. It seems like farmers are not recognized or looked upon as professional people or anything like that, and they are. The boys have college degrees, and they are professionals because you have to be professional to get along in this world today.
The Pitts have received a certificate recognizing them as the Washington County Farm Family of the Year, and they will be presented with a plaque at the Washington County Farm Bureau's member meeting in September. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.